the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, tapping our report this hour. Tougher penalties are now possible for anyone found guilty of a violent home invasion or residential burglary under new law in New Jersey. State Attorney General Matt Plotkin says he is very aware that for all residents, their home is their sanctuary.
As the chief law enforcement officer of this state, tasked principally with keeping the 9.3 million residents of this state safe, when that sanctity is violated, then we have to respond.
Governor Phil Murphy signed the bipartisan legislation into law effective immediately. Under it, home invasion burglary is a first-degree offense punishable by 10 to 20 years in prison. Both the governor and the state attorney general took time to mourn Detective Sergeant Monica Mosley of the Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office. Plotkin says he is confident that the state police, along with the Cape May County Prosecutor's Office, would bring the perpetrators of Mosley's deadly home invasion to justice. A 64-year-old Mattawan woman has been charged following a hit-and-run that killed a pedestrian in Aberdeen last month. Prosecutors say Sonia Gomez is charged with second-degree leaving the scene of a fatal crash in connection with the September death of Aberdeen resident Judith Fox Hernandez. And a statewide drought watch has been issued by New Jersey officials. According to the latest map, every part of New Jersey is considered at least abnormally dry. Some counties are in the moderate drought or severe drought stage.
September was New Jersey's third driest September going back 130 years to 1895. And thus far in October, the majority of the state has yet to see a drop of rain.
State climatologist Dave Robinson adds, the outlook isn't good. Forecasters don't call for much precipitation through month's end. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Staying warm this weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our next weather maker is a cold front on Thursday. Yes, 6 days away. The biggest challenge in this forecast is figuring out just how warm it's going to get for this weekend and beyond. Now, tonight, with clear skies and dry air, temperatures are going to dip into the chilly zone. Lows will be in the mid-40s by morning. Probably not a frost for the majority of New Jersey. Tomorrow looks great, sunny and mild with highs around 70. On Sunday, we'll see more sunshine and getting even warmer here, 70 to 75. Monday, mostly sunny, and I'll call it very warm, with highs 75 to 80. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Phillipsburg, 66. Princeton, 67. Cherry Hill, 66. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Greenleaf Pet Resort. Their Halloween costume parade contest is back, which means there's treats, Halloween fun, and a chance to win a $350 Visa gift card to two locations, October 23rd in Oakhurst and October 24th in Millstone. Check out Greenleaf Pet Resort on Instagram.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Mix and match five or more on Powerade, Campbell's Soup, Bar S Franks, and more for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.29 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.